If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Well, the left has a new fear porn fantasy. It's very faint, like all their other fantasies. But they're trying to scare their voters into action.
Yeah, this sounds familiar.
To vote for Kamala Harris. Of course, they don't have anything real to talk about.
Right.
So they got to make some stuff up. Especially yesterday, it was important to make some stuff up because Bill Clinton was out there telling the truth about how Lake and Riley died.
Yeah.
He's supposed to, by the way, be a surrogate for Kamala. May not be much longer after this.
Yeah. You had a case in Georgia not very long ago, didn't you? They made an ad about a young woman who'd been killed by an immigrant. Yeah, well, if they'd all been properly vetted, that probably wouldn't have happened. But if they're all properly vetted and that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Okay, so they had to cover that up. So she went out there full max hysteria, claiming that Trump said he's going to send the military after left-wingers. Trump did not say that.
No.
And this is one of those things where they splice up what he said to pretend that, Trump said that, knowing that the vast majority of their sheeple will never go and look at the uncut tape.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get this stuff this morning. Texter writes, hey, Tara, Trump is, this is one of my liberal trolls. Tara, Trump is literally calling for using the military against Democrats. And you are spending time talking about how she doesn't talk black. Actually does talk black. Great job. Okay. Well, okay. I don't want to beat this person up too much because they're in the right place and maybe we can help them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you've come here, you've listened to the other side. So that's good. I'm glad you're here.
A little positive reinforcement here.
Yeah. So I'm not going to beat you up for that. But let's take this apart, okay? Because if you haven't listened to the last few cycles of news, then you will fall for this. And this is an act of desperation. So here's Kamala lying. Here's the lie. I'll play that first.
He's talking about the enemy within our country, Pennsylvania. He's talking about that he considers anyone who doesn't support him or who will not bend to his will an enemy of our country.
He didn't say that. That's a total lie.
However, Democrats do say that.
Yeah, they do.
It's a serious issue. He is saying that he would use the military to go after them. Think about this.
He did not say that. Not even close. Okay. There's two clips where he talks about the enemy with it. Okay, they cut off the beginning of the clip from Maria Bartiromo. What is she talking about? She's talking about the fact that one of Kamala Harris's and Joe Biden's unvetted Afghan refugees decided to that he was going to go on an election day murder spree and die in a haze of bullets for Allah. So that was a big story last week. The FBI thwarted that terror plot, election day terror plot. That's why Maria Bartiromo was asking Trump about it on Sunday. She's wrapping up the week and she's asking about Election Day violence, which has been forecast by our federal agencies. It is absolutely documented. I played all the audio. They did, not only did they not vet these people, after people died hanging off those planes, they wanted full planes. And so they said, don't prioritize the Americans. This was an actual presidential directive. Just load whoever shows up, women and children first, onto the planes. And they had pushed back saying, no, we can't. We can't vet them. They said, don't vet them. Just dump them. And then they let them go in the country before the vetting was done. Some of them they never could find again when they realized there was what's called derogatory information on them, okay? That is how we have a guy who is should be in Afghanistan actually hunting Americans on election day. Thank God we caught him. That is what Maria Bartiromo was referring to here. And she's talking about all the threats. The other thing Maria Bartiromo was referring to is this memo that should be getting more attention that just went out to law enforcement, Lee. Jack Posobiec broke the story over at Human Events.
There's been a bulletin that's gone down from federal law enforcement and gone out to federal law enforcement to local law enforcement stating about a raising the threat level of being worried about election violence, not just from Trump supporters, but actually from entities enthralled with the Russia-Ukraine war. What does that mean? Well, Ryan Wesley Routh was an individual directly tied to the CIA-backed Azov battalion coming out of Ukraine, received training over there, came back to the United States, used a Russian-style SKS rifle to attempt to kill President Trump on his golf course. Also, we're hearing from NBC News, and if anyone knows the schedule, that President Trump has curtailed golf.
Yeah, so he's being hunted by these lunatics. So it's a little personal to him. You can understand why.
Yeah.
So that memo, by the way, has gone out to state and local and federal law enforcement. In other words, there's more Ryan Ruths. They're coming. Okay. If you heard that, would you want to unleash the National Guard and the military? Yeah, that'd be a pretty rational thing to do. Ryan Ruth is a left winger. This is who Trump is referring to here. The media is pretending like they don't know that. And I'll go ahead and play it.
Let's remember, you've got 50,000 Chinese nationals in this country in the last couple of years. Yeah. You've got people on the terrorist watch list, 350 in the last couple of years. You've got, like you said, 13,000 murderers and 15,000 rapists.
Right.
What are you expecting? Joe Biden said he doesn't think it's going to be a peaceful election day.
Well, he doesn't have any idea what's happening in North Carolina. He spends most of his day sleeping. I think the bigger problem is the enemy from within. Not even the people that have come in and destroying our country. By the way, totally destroying our country. The towns, the villages, they're being inundated. But I don't think they're the problem in terms of election day. I think the bigger problem are the people from within. We have some very bad people. We have some sick people, radical left lunatics. And I think they're and it should be very easily handled by, if necessary, by National Guard, or if really necessary, by the military. Because they can't let that happen.
So he's talking, Lee, specifically about election day violence. Yeah. Not, hey, I'm going to send the military to hunt down my enemies who I disagree with.
Yeah.
Specifically election day violence. Now listen to what she says. She doesn't mention this. This is how the lie works.
He's talking about the enemy within our country, Pennsylvania. He's talking about that he considers anyone who doesn't support him or who will not bend to his will an enemy of our country. It's a serious issue. He is saying that he would.
Yeah, I can't listen to her lie anymore. Anyway,
coming from the people who openly and repeatedly say that Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans are a threat to democracy and are the greatest terrorist threat to this country.
Yes. And by the way, just last week, MSNBC was reporting as if fact that he is going to send SEAL Team 6 on American soil to hunt liberal journalists. And Michael Cohen, for some reason.
Yeah. Okay.
Michael Cohen's his ex-attorney,
yeah,
and
well,
a veteran.
That's
lawyer.
A whole nother issue. But anyway.
Yeah. I'm literally accused of, lying to the court by a judge.
Right.
And so they went, he's awesome. Let's hire him at MSNBC. So now he's in there lying about SEAL Team 6. Folks, I'm sorry. Was Trump not the president? Did he do anything like this? What, if anything, you could criticize him for, people like me sat by gnashing their teeth. Good God, fire the FBI director. Yeah. He's trying to frame you with lies. Okay, Lee. Trump would bring up the enemy within a second time in that interview. I'm going to play it real quick and then you can react to this. And he's coming back to it. He said, look, we do have a dangerous enemy within, though.
How are you going to guard against the bureaucrats undermining you?
Well, they're going to undermine. We have two enemies. We have the outside enemy, and then we have the enemy from within. And the enemy from within, in my opinion, is more dangerous than China, Russia, and all these countries, because if you have a smart president, he can handle them pretty easily. I got along great with all of them. I handled them. But the thing that's tougher to handle are these lunatics that we have inside, like Adam Schiff, Adam Shifty Schiff. Think of this guy's going to be a senator. Adam Shifty Schiff, who's a total sleazebag, is going to become a senator. But I call him the enemy from within. When you look at the danger he put our country in, potentially with Russia, with a phony made-up deal that he made up with Hillary and some bad people.
See, he's very specific there.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just going to say he's absolutely right about that. And I am very concerned about the enemy within Congress, as far as, you know, the folks that are opposed to the Trump administration. But I am more concerned about those embedded in the bureaucracy.
Yes.
The federal bureaucracy, positions of leadership and middle management throughout the federal bureaucracy, throughout this nation. That's where the great threat is. That's something that if Trump is elected, he has got to clean house leadership.
Absolutely.
In the U.S. federal government across the nation.
And keep in mind what Schiff did. Remember, Schiff, as you pointed out yesterday, Lee, said he had evidence Trump had colluded with Russia. He'd seen it.
Right.
He lied.
Yes.
Based on those lies, Barack Obama put tanks on the Russian border. And it was all a lie. Based on those lies, the FBI and DOJ lied to the FISA court, claimed they had the same evidence when they didn't, and got warrants to spy on Trump. They should all be in prison, honestly. In a real country, they would be. So I wanted you to have the context, my liberal troll, to understand why she's lying. And that's not the big story you think it is.
If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Helping liberal trolls everywhere to see the light. I'm amazed by some of you wandering in here. You're seeing me for the first time on the internet. You don't know who I am or where I am, and I'm saying these crazy things, and I got a text earlier. To you, I am. How could you not be? The biggest thing today is that Trump's going to turn the military on the left. Well, if he was going to, that would be the biggest thing today. But that's not what was said. They're playing you guys again. Come on, they don't want you to talk about your grocery bill. I don't want you to talk about your electric bill. Can I explain something to you? Yesterday, I have a lot of trolls today. This is a good day to do this. Let's stop the show for a second. Let's get back down to the basics. Nuts and bolts. It's about theft. I said in January, before Joe Biden was even sworn in, they were talking about the American Rescue Act. I said, they're going to loot. After a coup, they always loot. The communists, the socialists, the authoritarians, the left, they always loot. It's been the playbook since Marx wrote his manifesto, damn the world with that trash. I said, they're going to loot. And in the old days, they used to go smashing windows because these coups would be done by military, right? They smash windows, take stuff out of the till. They don't do that anymore. They used the printing press. Okay. And they did. They looted. She was the tie-breaking vote, okay? This is why you can't afford the groceries at the grocery store. She was the tie-breaking vote. Donald Trump left us historically low inflation of 1.4%. That's historically low. Biden and Kamala would love 1.6, 1.7, 1.8. Everything was fine. Larry Summers begged them not to do it, but they had to loot. They had friends to pay off. So here's what they did. They stole from you. They stole from you. They stole at the checkout line. Now, they knew they couldn't hand you an actual bill because you would freak out. You would freak out. According to Moody's, by the end of year two after this, Americans were paying an extra $750 a month. More than they had before for basic goods. 2 years. Why? Theft. Where'd the money go? They're rich friends. What they did was printed a lot of dollars. And when you do that with the printing press, it makes everybody else's dollars worth less. It's theft. It's a way to steal. It's evil. One of the things I think is really cool in the Bible, of all the sinners that Jesus could have gone off on, there were a lot of them, right? Bad people, tax collectors, prostitutes. Who did he take a whip to? The money changers. The money changers. The Democrat Party are the money changers. It wasn't just that there was commerce in the temple. That happened quite a bit. It was the money changers he couldn't stand to see in the temple. He lost his mind. Full on lost it. Why? They're some of the most evil people on earth. And they're running our country. They robbed you blind. You have no recourse. You have no bill. And they did it in the worst way, with what is effectively a tax on food. And they don't want you to remember that. They don't want, they want you afraid using fake things. Don't fall for it. Because let me tell you, I got these liberal trolls right now. I don't know why they're flocking in today. I want you to hear something, okay? Bear with me, audience. Well, I just, but word family, just bear with me, okay? They did it on purpose. They stole from you on purpose using the printing press. They did something that's never been done in human history. They printed $1 trillion and spent it all in 3 months. Just shy of four. You want to be accurate. Nobody knew what would happen since it's never been done before. We got 9% inflation. We got a 20+% increase in the price of food. 29 total over the 3.5 years. And they knew it when they did it. Here's Jim Clyburn, who was the number two in Democrat leadership at the time, and he whipped the votes for it.
Well, let me make it very clear. All of us are concerned about these rising costs, and all of us knew this would be the case when we put in place this recovery program. Anytime you put more money into the economy, prices tend to rise.
When you start putting money out the way we did with the Rescue Act, are you going to fan inflation? It just, that I know. That's elementary.
You want to vote for that? You want that? Because they'll do it again. Them and their rich friends will take another 29% out of your grocery bill. And you'll have to pay in dollars that are worth less and less and less. Oh, by the way, according to Moody's, by the time they were done in year three, you know how much the extra cost per family were because of Kamala Harris's votes? $1,200 a month. Google it. Moody's, you can't. Liberal organization. They don't want you to think about that. They want you scared and confused. So they spin this junk.
He's talking about the enemy within our country, Pennsylvania. He's talking about that he considers anyone who doesn't support him or who will not bend to his will an enemy of our country.
No, Trump's real clear who he's going to unleash the military on. The enemies she let into this country.
My message to the American people is very simple. No person who has inflicted the violence and terror that Borders or Harris has unleashed on our country can ever be allowed to become the president of the United States again. You can't let this happen.
Now, this is real.
And anyone who would import criminal gangs to occupy America, we're not going to be occupied by anybody, cannot ask to be president of this country. Anyone who orchestrated an invasion of America cannot lead America. Kamala Harris, her reign of terror ends the day I take office. She's finished. She's finished. She's finished. And to expedite removals of Trende, Aragua, and other savage gangs, there are many savage gangs. MS-13 is probably even meaner. They don't like using guns. They like using knives. They cut up two young girls, beautiful young girls, walking to school in Long Island. They like Long Island for some reason, a lot of them. But ICE got them out, largely got them out. But two beautiful young girls walk into school, and they cut them up with knives. They cut them up into little pieces. Both of them died. They didn't want to use a gun because a gun's not painful enough. These are animals. I will invoke the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to target and dismantle every migrant criminal network operating on American soil.
That's what they fear the most. The Democrats, I mean. And probably the gangs. This New York Post article sticks in my craw. It is the thing I am most passionate about today. I cannot believe this is happening. But I'd wondered this. You know those air marshals that get on planes? So like if somebody flies, like say somebody considered dangerous, like, I don't know, Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah. Sure.
Now, she's very dangerous if you're Absolutely. Kamala Harris. She tore to pieces on the air, on TV, right? Then you get on the Safe Skies terror watch list, and the TSA sends the dogs and the air marshals to ride in the flight with you to make sure you don't, you know, do a 9/11 attack or something. Which, you know, I'm sure Tulsi Gabbard, that's a real good expense.
Oh, yeah.
Federal use of money there, right? Okay, but if you're not Tulsi Gabbard, when Joe Biden has these illegal immigrants who they have no IDs for and whose word they take on who they are, when Joe Biden puts these illegals on a plane, surely, the New York Post asked the TSA, surely air marshals get on that plane because we don't even know who they are. I mean, they could be terrorists from Yemen. Are the air marshals, I mean, they're getting on the plane with the illegals, right? The ones with no photo ID? Uh-uh. No. And their TSA source flat out said Americans are not safe on flights. Here's a headline if you want to read the piece. It will drop your jaw, Lee. Drop your jaw. TSA air marshals too busy targeting January 6 suspects to police migrants flying around the U.S. without ID. Now, remember what we learned in March from NBC, a terrorist who we had caught but then let go. Turned out he was on a terror watch list. They put him on a plane twice. So your Department of Homeland Security will now put the terrorist on the plane with you. U.S. air marshals, New York Post writes, are so distracted tracking January 6 suspects that they are not devoting enough resources to policing the thousands of migrants flying around the country without IDs.
Well, at least we don't have to worry about that grandma that just happened to show up outside the White House.
She ain't gonna be taking, you know,
oh boy,
some sort of dangerous selfie yeah. in the air.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind who these people are, okay? These are not just those convicted. This is anyone who was there. Remember Presley Stutz? He was never arrested, mm-hmm. never convicted, never went into the building.
Yeah.
He was just there mm-hmm. for the rally, and he got put on a hate list.
Yep.
They're not really watch lists. He got put on a hate list, and every time he flew, it was full spread eagle. Sometimes he had to get naked, complete pat down. Because he was on this list. Okay, so that's who they're harassing while they let illegal immigrants with no IDs fly. The TSA employee, the New York Post interviewed, told the Post that Americans should feel horrible and threatened about the what he called terrifying situation. None of the people that are coming through the border who are getting flight tickets are getting vetted by hardly any manner, quote unquote. While U.S. citizens are being forced to tightly adhere to airport security's stringent ID requirements.
Well, of course. Of course.
So, you know how you leave home 2 hours early so as not to miss your flight?
Oh, yeah.
You
At
have
least.
All your stuff in order. Yeah, yeah. You got to, and God help you. I mean, you could be going to your mama's funeral. You don't have your license. You're not getting the air.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you just tell them, hey, I'm an illegal immigrant. What do I do? Yeah, I'm from Yemen, hotbed of terror. Hey, can I get on this plane? I don't have a photo ID. And the answer is yes. You don't have to have a photo ID. I can't believe this. I'm losing my mind. Okay, put this with something else that's going on, so I've been meaning to get into. The UK Daily Mail in January broke the story that with facial ID equipment
right.
is being deployed at 25 airports.
Right.
Across the country. They would not tell the UK Daily Mail which ones. It's state secret. It's kind of a problem because they had to redeploy the money to do it. Congress never approved that. They moved the money. Mm-hmm. What 25 airports? They wouldn't say. Well, PBS did some actual journalism and found the airports. Baltimore, Atlanta, Boston, Dallas, Denver, Reagan National, D.C., Detroit, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Miami, Orlando, Phoenix, Salt Lake City, San Jose, Gulfport, Biloxi. Travelers put their driver's license into a slot and it reads the card or it plays. They put their passport photo in there and it checks it against your face. They then look at a camera on the screen about the size of an iPad. It captures their image and compares it to the ID, their ID. The technology is both checking to make sure the people at the airport match the ID they present and that the identification is in fact real. A TSA officer is still there and signs off on the screening.
Well, at least they didn't mention Charlotte or GSP.
Yeah, I know. Thank God for that, right? I don't actually have to start driving. Now, they say a small sign alerts travelers that their photo will be taken as part of the pilot and that they can opt out if they would like. But
yeah, right.
That opt out ends in 2030. Lee, you know who has a system exactly like this? China.
Yeah.
They have over a billion cameras.
Yeah.
And if you want to fly, if you want to get on a bus, if you want to do just about anything, you have to submit to this. And they track you everywhere you go because they've got more than a billion cameras. They watch everything you do. Now, we can't possibly be doing this for national security reasons. After all, we're putting terrorists on planes. Can't be that. Can't be that they want to protect human life. That's certainly not it. If they did, they'd be in mortal terror every day and having the air marshals follow these illegals around when they put them without ID on a plane. So it can't be human life. That can't be it. So why are they doing this? You're watching the Biden administration clamp down hard on Americans at security checkpoints while letting their preferred voters through, future voters, with no ID, to endanger everyone who had to go through this stringent background check, making the whole thing pointless. So what are they doing? By the way, if you're going to fly, this is even worse. You know how they've been putting real ID off for years and years and years?
Yeah, I still don't have mine.
Yeah, I got one last time I went to the driver's license. I got it accidentally. I'm embarrassed to admit that. I looked and I've got the yellow star.
Yeah.
They actually use a yellow star.
It's not a gold star?
It's a gold star.
Okay.
It's on my license. So I accidentally got real ID. I wouldn't have done it if I knew. Anyway, I must have turned over something I didn't have to. Darn it. Anyway, real ID, you're going to need to have one to fly out of Greenville by May. That's mm-hmm. when real ID goes live for you. Now, if you're an illegal immigrant Yemeni terrorist, no. Yeah, you just use the CPB1 app, just make up a name, doesn't matter, and they'll let you right on the plane. So either way, you need either the CPB1 app, tell them you're an illegal immigrant, or you're going to need the real ID if you're an American fly. By May 7th.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.